This one's called All Things Work Together. It was so hard to accept. My son, mentally ill. And not with some mild neurosis or maladjustment. With schizophrenia. Schizophrenia, the most dreaded of all mental illnesses, had struck in my family. The young man I'd always imagined would never be. Instead, my dear boy, who'd just reached manhood, would live his life tormented by strange voices, unreal fears, and the revulsion and fears of others. We searched the past for clues and causes. What had we done wrong? Too much discipline? Too little? Bad nutrition? Not enough love? We went through what seemed like endless therapy and counseling sessions. None of the doctors could really help us. Individually, we racked our brains, though we talked about it very little because when we did, it usually led to some kind of argument. The hardest part of all was that his behavior made it impossible for him to live at home. He was extremely disruptive, and things he said frightened my wife and daughters. When he refused to take his medications, I had to send him away, though I knew he would find life very difficult. A few years later, I came to know the Lord Jesus. Our son was stable then, and we were getting along fairly well, so we didn't see any particular connection. I wasn't turning to religion for comfort or anything like that. And I don't know if there was a connection between our family problem and my conversion. Of course, the Lord has comforted us and answered many prayers for our son. But my friend Melanie showed me something deeper about our Heavenly Father and how He works in our lives. She was the first person I'd told about it in a long time. I didn't talk about it with many people because it always brought up the hurt and guilt that I still felt. It felt good to talk about it again with someone I could really trust, someone I knew would comfort rather than judge me. She listened. She hugged me. She prayed with me. I could tell she really cared and would keep on caring. But she taught me something that helped me more than all that. She quoted Romans 8, verse 28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Do you believe that? I believe it, I said, but I guess I really don't know what it means. It's hard to see how a schizophrenic son can be a good thing for anybody, especially for him. You're surely right about that, she said. But Paul isn't saying that all things are good. He's saying that God is working in all things for our good, not necessarily for our comfort or pleasure, but for our good. Sometimes it's not clear how the hardest things are for our good. That's why we talk about trusting the Lord. If we know He's working for our good in all things, we can replace struggling and guilt with hope and expectant waiting for what good He's going to bring out of whatever's happening to us. My mind was trying to take in all the possibilities. But I feel like I'm a hindrance in that process, I said. Whenever He starts to make things right, I do something else wrong. Then I feel guilty and hopeless all over again. It's like He could have made good of the situation, but I ruined it. Ah, that's the best part about all this, she beamed. God is working in all things for your good, starting now. He is so wise and powerful that He can see how to take everything that's happened and everything you've done up to this instant and make good from it. Isn't that wonderful? I thought it was wonderful, but I didn't know whether her interpretation was right. Her life seemed so smooth. She was one of those people who really had it all together. A good marriage, great kids, a strong Christian faith. Though I hated to challenge her, I knew I'd regret it if I didn't. I said, "But isn't it easy for you to feel this way? Your life seems so perfect and smooth, and you're such a good Christian. It must be easy to feel God's working for your good. Then, feeling I might have offended her, I chuckled. I mean, you make it really easy for God, don't you? She looked down for a moment, then looked at me with her warm smile, but dampening eyes. Oh, dear, you don't know me very well, do you? Of course, you couldn't have known my first child died after a long illness before her first birthday. Oh, I'm so sorry, Melanie, I said, touching her shoulder. That must have been so hard to endure. It was, but I didn't endure it well. I couldn't let it go, and it created great tension in my marriage. After almost a year, I left my husband. He was a good husband. He certainly didn't deserve what he got from me. I imagined he didn't care enough about our child, about me, because he kept asking me to let it go and get on with our lives. You see, I didn't know then how God would use my loss to prepare me to help and understand others. I've lost count of the people he's put in my path who've lost children in one way or another, to death, drugs, mental illness, like you. She hugged me again. He showed me the powerful truth I've just passed on to you. And he did all that despite my selfish disobedience in leaving my husband. To make good out of that, he's equipped me to help young women stay in their marriages through the really hard times. There have been many of them, too. He even redeemed my sin by giving us both wonderful second marriages and delightful children. I quickly scanned my Christian years, and you guessed it, there are several people I've helped to cope with problem children. Now I'm sure there'll be many more, and I look forward to them. It's wonderful to know that he's working for my good and for his purposes, in spite of my persistent sin. Holy Father, thank you for teaching me you not only can make good out of my mistakes and misfortunes, but that you are doing so right now. There are situations in my life where I still haven't trusted this promise. In some areas, my desires have kept me from seeing the higher good you've created and are creating. Help me to trust you and to wait expectantly for what you will make from my misfortunes and my failings. Give me your Holy Spirit that I may learn this trust and apply it to the situations in my life right now. Let me rest in your peace, knowing that you're working in all things for my good, starting now. Through Jesus I pray. Amen.